Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I'm very, very thankful to the two ladies that are up at between 1 and 4 in the morning in Australia. I guess they have three time zones. Like I said, back when I did a nighttime show years ago, we would get, if I asked for calls from Australia, loaded phone lines. Because it'd be like 8, 9, 10 in the morning there. Owen Schroyer, I've talked to him. He's going to be hosting, obviously, the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. The last hour of that is in time zones that are like 6, 7, 8 in the morning. And so he's going to be taking calls from Australians on what's happening in the third hour of his show today. You can find all of that at man.video and, of course, infowars.com/show. And David Knight's going to be back soon, but I told David Knight to take off more time because, you know, he had a heart attack a year ago, and he's been healthy, a lot healthier, but he had a lot of other dental work and things to take care of, and he had his family stuff to take care of, other family surgeries and things. And I said, dude, take off 2 months if you need to. I mean, he literally came in here a week after his heart attack, and I had to make him go, you know, take off the first time. So he's a great guy. But we've had a lot of wonderful folks, Harrison Smith and the rest of the crew. Greg Reese sitting in for him on the David Knight Show weekday mornings. Some people have been asking, where's David Knight? As for Will Johnson, love Will Johnson, really like Will Johnson. We just do not have the board operators and the people to be running that show at this time. I'd still like to sponsor him as a reporter and support the great work he's doing and really respect him a lot. But that's how serious things are here at InfoWars. You noticed that last hour I didn't plug one time. And in regular talk radio, people plug every segment because there's a lot of competition out there, and there's not a lot of advertising, and you've seen most of the talk radio shows go away. Now you've seen the censorship online. There's a real attempt to shut down any type of grassroots media, and that's why your support is so beyond critical. Now, Caroline, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. I decided 20 years ago when I started the syndicated show in this time slot to just go ahead and do the 5 minutes here because some stations carry it instead of carrying local news or national news. But I want everybody to hear you. So we're going to go to break in a few minutes, come back in a long segment. I'm going to give you the floor to really start over and lay out what's happening and how you're in one of the evacuation zones, fallback zones, right outside the fires, and how it's right in the main population corridors of Australia. And they're admitting hundreds of arsonists going out and just setting these fires. Who's directing it? Well, we know that there's all this nihilism and that humans are bad and give up on humanity and watch the world burn and be better if there were no people. I want to look at the psychology of some of the people doing this, but it always starts and no one knows who does the first arson. And then the copycats come. And that's what's happening. And then after we've talked to you, I want to continue with open phones for firefighters, police investigators from Canada, the U.S., Australia, Europe to call in with your comments about the mindset, the rewilding, why they won't let people cut these fire breaks, because it's not just all these arsonists doing this now. Whenever the winds are the highest and the right time of year, it's that you have coupled with the environmental rules of the rewilding. And I remember seeing articles in the news where different Australian states were very upset with the federal government there, and they even had an election to stop this, where they weren't letting them cut the property, and they were kicking people off their land, saying, oh, you're a carbon sink. So part of the carbon rules is you can't use your own land anymore for sheep or for grain, and just making property off limits completely. This is really going on, and the communist Chinese, you heard her. I want her to take her time about this, because I read the foreign news. I know our listeners know this, but for the general public, they hear me going, yeah, communist China bought up almost all Hollywood. They're like, oh, yeah, right. Now, 18 years after I first started talking about that, it's mainline news. It's like, oh, yeah, of course they own it. Oh, yeah, they own our debt, too, and they always spies on us. Australia, the Chi-Com government, and China's right there, basically runs the place. And the globalists let them do that. Now, those policies are changing, but Australia was going to be invaded by Japan in World War II. I mean, they're right over there in the middle of this. And China says they look at Australia as a place to invade. So these fires are very strategic. They are arson. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales, InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a dog on the loose, sirens in my head, grabs up the silence on the circuit.
Well, I opened the phones up, even though it's the middle of the night.
My whole life's been
in Australia for folks to call in, and two very intelligent ladies called in. I want to welcome them to call back in tomorrow, and as this unfolds, these are the biggest fires in Australian history. The globalists are saying we need carbon taxes to fix all this, but the police say all the fires are arson, and they busted a bunch of people in the acts of doing it, waiting till the driest time of the year, setting the fires, burning up all these corridors, right where the Chinese are putting in light rail. China, it does almost all the mining in Australia. They basically run the government. Now, their new government is fighting back against the carbon taxes and saying no to the Chi-Coms, at least on the surface. But when you hear about Agenda 2030, that's part two of Agenda 21. Agenda 21 was the UN plan that George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to as he left office in 1992. And just a few years ago, they go, oh, no such thing exists. No, it's an official global policy. They have Agenda 21 come and have meetings right here in Austin and surrounding towns where they talk about global government, one-child policies, not allowing single-parent homes, taxes on everybody, on your food, your water, beef. And you see at the Golden Globes, you shouldn't eat meat. You shouldn't fly on planes. The very Hollywood crowd that literally fly on planes, private jets more than anybody. It's crazy. And so you have arson doing it. You have in California, most of it being arson. This is being done to take control of the property and key corridors. And it is being done by arsons. The question is, who is directing it? Or is it just the devil directing it? The mystery of evil. The Bible talks about how, you know, God's people have our own internet, our own psychic connection to God, and our own will. The Lord works mysterious ways. Well, so does evil, I've learned. And so it's a spirit. It's a directive. But it's happening. People are doing this in high winds and dry time, burning down their country. Is it just that there's more evil people now? Yes, more selfish, evil, crazy people. And it happens in civilizations when people become decadent. Caroline, you were making great points, but some stations just joined us. Recap and break down why you think it's happening and what the other Aussies are saying. Because what you're saying is the emails and the calls we get, the last lady was saying the exact same thing. I mean, you're witnessing this. And then what do you think is going to come out of it? And how much will the people put up with?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll get to that in a moment. But, yeah, no, so basically I'll just go over that. So what they did under Section 100 of our Constitution, they're not allowed to actually own the water, but they privatised the water, then they sold it off. The politicians, I believe many politicians actually own water rights, and they've profited dramatically over this. So what has actually happened as well is the Chinese have come in and they've also bought our water. But on top of that, they've actually the taxpayers have built dams and given them to the Chinese. And if we go and try to release the water, which we desperately need to, okay, then what's going to happen is they've instructed all Chinese people to basically, they must defend it with force. They see it as an act of terrorism if we try to take back our own water. Okay. Now, another thing on top of that, like, even though it's on the corridors and Elon Musk benefits from this as well as the, you know, as well as the nuclear power station. But another thing is that we have apparently a reciprocal agreement with the United States for fire support. Now, for the, when the fires first started, our PM went on holidays to Hawaii. And the people kicked up such a stink, he ended up coming back, but he's been very slow to call in support, okay? Now, I reckon the reason why is because he would have, it would have become really obvious the lack of water that we've got available. Because if he's got a 1,000 men standing around unable to actually have a hose or actually to even water bomb, it's going to look really, really obvious. Okay? So, you know, and like I also think the other side of that, I think it works out because he sees that we're going into a recession. And so now he can go, oh, well, the bushfires have caused the recession. Do you know what I mean?
I absolutely do. And I'm, I mean, obviously, this is being very boldly done. I've seen all the reports of them taking farmers' property in Australia, in New Zealand, saying it's for the UN, saying it's for the carbon taxes. But then the Chinese companies are coming in and farming. They're allowed to do whatever they want. They're called economic special zones. Same thing's done here, where they're literally above the law. So this is globalism coming in like a new form of colonialism, where the citizens have no rights, but then multinationals have all the rights. It's incredible.
Yeah, no, no, it is incredible. And so, and they, like, they, we've got all of those land corridors. Like, I actually grew up in a farm, and my father was actually the local fire captain for a while. And so we know how to manage the land. It's not that we don't get bushfires. We do. But we, what happens is we make sure that we manage the land so that it doesn't get out of hand, so that they're manageable. So, but like, the problem that we've had is we've got these inner city latte sipping greenies, who think they, who know absolutely nothing about land management, and they have basically, formed, alliances with other members of the government to push through legislation so that we can't actually cut anything. We're not even allowed to go and take, wood out of there, dead wood, which burns like anything. So now you've actually got a meter high in fuel. Like, do you understand a fuel load if I speak like that? Does everyone understand that? So if you walk around, you've got dry, like very, like a lot of our things burn really well. So, but it's up to a meter high. So you've got a meter high fuel load. Like, that's just absolutely and utterly ridiculous. Okay. But like, you know, but the good thing about it is, Alex, you know, like you, the Aussie spirit is just rising. You know, we've got people trading amongst each other. We've got, we've actually had to stop donations in some areas because we're just, like, there's just been, we've just been overwhelmed. You know what I mean? We've even got people driving across the country to deliver goods for other people. You know, so like, I mean.
So you're saying things are really breaking down and getting bad.
Things are bad. Things are definitely bad. But the thing is that, like, the Australian spirit is rising, and you know they might have thought that there would be a little pushover for their new little new world order. But good luck with that, mate. Because bush rangers are our heroes.
So you're saying it's bad, but it's only making people wake up and get stronger. Because I mean, I've got to tell you, statistically, we can see it. Our biggest core group of listeners out of all the great listeners is places like Australia particularly, and people really know. And I mean, talk about some of your new leaders. I know there's been a lot of people elected that openly expose globalism, the New World Order, the Chi-Com takeover, the carbon taxes. Is that accurate from the U.S. when I'm seeing that even in your government, you're getting more and more people that, you know, sound like this show?
Look, we've got Scott Morrison, but I don't think he's, I actually suspect he's a globalist. He just can't put the carbon tax in because they've had two elections, and it was going to be closed this last election. So we've had two elections, and so people don't want the carbon tax, full stop. Okay, so he desperately wants it because he's a protege of Malcolm Turnbull, and Malcolm Turnbull.
Sure, but at least they're having to act like they're populist, and you know, it's the same thing with Boris Johnson and things like that. Is that we're ideologically, people are finally realizing who the real enemy is, so even the globalists have to act like they're not globalists.
I think so. I think, yeah, he definitely has to. Whether he might be genuine, but I just don't believe he is. But like, you know, but like the other thing is, the really good thing about it is, I tell you what, the Greenies, I have just, like, I've never seen anger is absolutely palpable towards them, because people have been jumping up and down and saying, this is going to go. If we get a fire here, it's not, you know, because we know how to manage our land. Like, that's not the issue. Okay?
Let's be clear. You've got the same thing there, but you live there, but I've looked it up. You have the same rewilding crap in a lot of these towns and cities where they don't let you cut the brush down, correct?
Absolutely. That's absolutely what's going on. So you've got a meter high in fuel. So Australia being a very dry country, you can't allow a meter high of fuel.
And for folks that don't understand this, who haven't lived out in this country and understand fire breaks, imagine gasoline. If you have a can of it and you pour a line of it through your house to another big can, if there's breaks in it, the gas isn't going to jump 5 feet from one fire to the other. You got to have a continual line. Well, if you cut fire breaks and you clean brush out and leave the trees, but not the brush, then fire can't speed up in a big wind and keep going. It runs into a wall. But if you don't, then you get what you have in Australia.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And see, the other thing is, too, is there's the conspiracy side of things. Like, really dodgy things going on. Like, I mean, there's a photograph taken of a fire the other day, and there's a freaking laser beam coming from the sky into it. And I have tried, I've actually pulled it in, and I've had a look at it, and it looks like it was taken on a mobile phone, and it doesn't look like it's been, the photograph's been tampered with.
Wow, send that photograph to showtips@infowars.com, Caroline, and thank you so much. Wow.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes knocked it out of the park, exposing the corruption, the fantasy land that's Hollywood, how they're all a bunch of nobodies, and how the place is controlled by pedophiles. I'm going to play that in a moment. Joel Skousen is a former Marine Corps officer and aviator, editor of World Affairs Brief, very smart person, geopolitically one of the smartest people out there. He's going to be joining us. And I purposely not looked at World Affairs Brief in the last week, because I wanted to get him on since the last few days. I wanted to get his perspective raw on air. And we're going to get it. I have a sneaking suspicion that he's not for war with Iran and that he doesn't like what happened. I don't know. But I respect him. Trump is starting to do some things that are pretty scary. We'll get into that next segment. There's also a new article by Darren McBreen that I'm going to cover start of next segment. In fact, I had it here, and it's not here now. Oh, here it is. This is super paramount. Warning, set stage for Trump assassination. Again, warning, stage set for Trump assassination. And I agree with this report by Darren McBreen that just went live on Newsforce.com and Infowars.com. We have another headline up on Infowars.com that asks, is Trump a global government emperor now? Because I understand that we're going to have military strikes and there's still going to be military operations, especially as we try to pull out of areas, people are going to test us. But when he starts talking about give us billions for those air bases, we invaded. Any infrastructure put in there, they get when you pull out. There it is, Emperor Trump, question mark. 45 threatens to keep troops in Iraq unless billions in ransom paid. I get why he killed Soleimani. It's a gamble, though. And I'm not shedding tears for Soleimani. But when you start hearing stuff like this, It's dangerous rhetoric. So I support Trump because he's an anti-New World Order president. But I've been so persecuted for supporting Trump. And I supported giving him the benefit of the doubt as long as this didn't expand, because I understood the geopolitical ramifications of why he did it. But they can spin that into something else. But I don't sit here and put my finger to the wind and go, well, my audience is totally anti-war, so let me go on air and tell them I understand why Trump did this, because I want to piss my audience off. And it's not because somebody's paying me to say, oh, I'm for this strike, because I didn't say I was for the strike. I looked at all the angles and had different guests on with different perspectives, because this is very complex. But the direction Trump's starting to go is not a good thing, and Syrian Girl is on the show tomorrow. Very eloquent, so we'll do that and take your calls then as well. We're going to get Chris Tantoparanto of Benghazi heroism on with us in the next hour to give his take. Now let me do this, or we're not going to be here. I'm our own worst enemy. If I plug briefly every segment of the great products that we have and tell you how wonderful they are, people buy enough product to fund our operation to keep us on air despite all the attacks. So thank you. But when I don't do it, everybody knows on talk radio and TV, people really don't watch the ads. So you can have all the ads in the world. It just it doesn't move the product. So I want to thank you all for your support. When you buy products, it changes the world. I mean, you can't spend money anywhere where it's going to have this big of an effect. We're going to get great products that are really great for you and your family, and that then the profit from it goes back into an operation that has proven it's got the zeitgeist because of your prayer and your support and everything you've done. So this is the last day. Should have been over last night. I was here Saturday and Sunday working on a bunch of other stuff and special reports and legal things and crew issues. And so, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm telling you, I've been up here 7 days a week for a long time. And I did not get any of the new ads or new specials shot. So when I say today is the last day, I'm going to bust my butt and cut like 5-6 new ads for the new specials we're going to have. But they're going to be good specials. They're just not as wide as this. And not as deep, because I can't ever do specials like this again unless we're closing our doors and it's a total clearance. I'm selling out everything for 2019 to not pay inventory and to clear the decks. And that's why a lot of stuff you see is now sold out or back to regular price, because I'm not playing games about this. So this is your last chance to get the best deals you'll ever get at InfoWarsStore.com and help the operation. Best deals of 2019, mega clearance, blowout sale. It should be the last day today. Maybe tomorrow, because I've got to shoot all these ads, and then they got to edit all the ads. And I'm trying to get other people to do ads, so it's not just me up there. Believe me, you think you get sick of my voice sometimes? I really do. So, we're busy beavers. We appreciate you all, but this is the last day, maybe last day and a half, because by tomorrow afternoon, we will have the new ads running, and the old sales will be gone. So take advantage of the biggest sales ever. Support the InfoWar. If you ever wanted to try a product and didn't, this is the time to get them. Start your year with a true 360 win and fight for truth while securing your high-quality products up to 75% off and free shipping, double Patriot points. These deals are only available while supplies last. And we've already had to end the sales on a lot of the top sellers. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out. DNA Force Plus sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil sold out. We were going to like hold some back at regular price. It just totally sold out. Super Male Vitality sold out. Survival Shield X2 off sale, about to sell out. It'll be a while till we get that back in. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula off sale. Turbo Force off sale, will sell out. Don't miss your chance. And help bring the InfoWar to the next level in 2020 and re-energize the fight against the globalists worldwide with Vaso Beach that create the nitrous oxide in your body. So good for your heart. So people are like, what the hell? Beach are great, but this is the strongest concentrate you can find out there. Almost sold out. Silver Bullet at $9.95. Almost sold out. Alpha Power, 60% off. Almost sold out. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off. Close to selling out. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, 50% off. It's going to go back up tomorrow. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout, 60% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Selenium, 60% off. All Apparel, 20 to 50% off. Now is the time, and every order gets a bunch of bumper stickers. InfoWarsStore.com is the main umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And we've got the aluminum-free, highest quality shampoos and deodorants and bug repellents. I mean, we got a lot of cool stuff. A lot of it are top brands out there, organic brands that we private label, and then sell even cheaper than you're going to find it. I mean, the deodorant we sell on sale is like $9 at Whole Foods, the same deodorant, different label. I've got it for $6.95. We make $2 on that. So those kind of sales are going to have to, in the end, we're going to just match Whole Foods and Amazon. I just can't do it. It's like, yeah, huge revenue, almost no profit. So take advantage of it, InfoWarsStore.com. Peruse the whole site and just help yourself, help your family keep this operation that is in the face of the globalist in the game. Please keep your own future in the game. Do your shopping, InfoWarsStore.com. Wake up America, coffee, non-GMO heirloom seeds, water filtration, air filtration, horrible foods. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Shoreline free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWars. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, President Trump last Friday said he struck and killed Soleimani, really the leader of Iran in many ways, and the head of their militias, to stop a war.
What the United States did yesterday should have been done long ago. A lot of lives would have been saved. Just recently, Soleimani led the brutal repression of protesters in Iran, where more than 1,000 innocent civilians were tortured and killed by their own government. We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
Well, I said I could see that perspective if Soleimani was really about to launch a bunch of new attacks. He was behind a lot of the IEDs. So I give the president the benefit of the doubt. But now he's tweeting out and talking about making them pay billions for an airbase that was built before Trump even got elected. Or we're not going to leave. Well, that sounds like imperial ransoms. I mean, maybe it's just bluster. The neocons are all excited. They want to widen it. The left is using it, CNN, to attack Trump. We know that we're back channels working with Soleimani. There's a new article on Infowars.com by Jamie White. Is Iran using Obama's pallet of cash to fund the $80 million bounty on Trump? Darren McBrain's written an article warning sets the stage is set for Trump to be assassinated. Is that really what's happening? So he always has really deep perspective and wide-ranging knowledge. Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com. He's the editor of WorldAffairsBrief.com. It's excellent. Also a former Marine Corps officer and naval aviator. His family's been fighting globalists for 60, 70 years. Obviously, Cleon Skousen. We wouldn't even know about the globalists if it wasn't for Cleon Skousen. I think he's probably the first person to ever use that term. Joel joins us, and you've got the floor now for this segment and the next to give us your perspective on what's really happened. Is this a good thing, or has Trump walked into a trap? Is he now the war president? Joel Skousen.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's a very sad thing, in my opinion. Trump has walked into a globalist trap. He has been flooded with false intelligence about Soleimani. The Quds force has been the most effective force at fighting ISIS, which the U.S. did not do. Mahdi al-Muhandis, who was the legendary deputy leader of Hashad al-Shaabi, which is part of the People Mobilization Units, the Shiite anti-terrorist forces within Iraq, some 150,000 strong. So Iraq is just livid about the killing of Abu Mahdi Muhandis, as well as the Soleimani. Here's the interesting thing that shows exactly what the deep state did without telling Donald Trump, or if he did tell him, you know, they filled him full of this garbage about Soleimani killing thousands of Iranians in the protests. There's absolutely no evidence of that whatsoever. Soleimani runs the external forces of Iran, the expeditionary force. He doesn't run the internal security forces of Iran. The U.S., as I said, has always been one of their major objectives in the Middle East is to create an image of the U.S. as the bully of the world. And if you ever wanted to cement that image, it's through what they just did in killing a major leader of Iran, the leader of the Quds force, the external forces. Now, the Quds are, funding a great deal of the forces that are fighting U.S.-backed terror. They're funding Yemen. They're funding Hezbollah in Lebanon. And most of Hezbollah fighters are actually in Syria trying to take down the U.S.-backed rebels. And Iran itself has militia forces in Syria. The Quds force was one of the major forces taking down ISIS in Mosul. And so this is a very important thing that the U.S. has been using the Quds. In fact, they used them initially in the battle for Afghanistan and almost had the battle war during the George W. Bush, war won during the George W. Bush regime. And then they cut off all contact with the Quds. And so then the U.S. began to lose, basically, because the Quds Expeditionary Force is a very effective force. Now, in saying this, I want to make clear that I'm not defending Iran as a country. Iran is an Islamic country, Islamist state, but it's very, very different from the deep state-created ISIS and the U.S.-backed rebels. ISIS has this obscene program or agenda of making a worldwide caliphate, which is actually a propaganda stunt, because if you're doing a worldwide caliphate, you don't go out to kill Muslims as well as Christians and everybody else in the world. You know, ISIS had a mandate simply to create hatred in the world. But the Quds force was very, very effective in fighting against that. But the Iraqis are just livid about the United States now. Let me tell you exactly what happened, though, in the U.S. In Iraq prior to this killing of Soleimani. The U.S. asked Iraq, Prime Minister Mahdi, to bring Iran to Iraq to negotiate or help them negotiate a settlement to their differences. And so Iraq invited Soleimani to fly in, and he flew in on a commercial flight. He was met at the airport by Abu Mahdi al-Mohandas and several other leaders of the Iraqi U.S. opposition forces, and then they got in a caravan and traveled, and were going to travel to the places where they're going to meet with other Iraqi leaders, and that's when they were assassinated. The entire group was assassinated by the U.S. in a terror attack. So this was a setup. The U.S. triggers Iraq to invite Soleimani to Iraq and then kills him. And that's why the Iraqis are just livid about this. And this will never end now. The U.S. has blown all of their goodwill in Iraq, except perhaps with the Sunnis, because the Sunnis are in a minority, and they're looking for anyone to help them take power back from the Shiites. And the U.S., you know, is their promised supporter in this regard.
So you can argue from that perspective that this is basically just like Reagan getting shot or JFK getting his head blown off, that this is just a political assassination, and that Trump was told do this because Soleimani's about to launch more attacks on our forces, and so Trump thought he was going to stop a Shiite uprising. Or how do you think Trump got convinced? Because I said Thursday when I said they probably told Trump that Soleimani was about to launch attacks. He's done it before. And then Trump did say that the next day. What do you think they told Trump that convinced him? Because he didn't take the bait on the drone shoot down. He didn't take the bait on the ships getting sunk. I mean, so they were saying, oh, he's weak. He's appeasing. And then the Ayatollah said, oh, you'll do nothing. Do you think that poked Trump?
Well, they flooded him with false intelligence about Soleimani. You know, it was like Sheikh Mohammed Ali, who was, tortured, and he admitted to every terrorist attack after 9/11 for the past 7 or 8 years. A single person admitting to all these attacks. I mean, this is just crazy what they fill the presidents with in terms of intelligence. And, you know, how does it counter? I covered in the World Affairs Brief how he said, you know, the briefer assistant, I guess it was Susan Gordon, was saying, well, Trump often says, well, I don't believe that, or where do you get that? He questions us. But as I explained, he didn't have any information to counter the response.
He doesn't have the deep historical knowledge, and we're not tooting our horn. You have even more than I do. I study all the time and have a lot. And then I see even what Congress people say. Most of them are just playing golf all day. They don't know what they're doing.
That's right. In fact, you know, the Quds Force has been very, very careful not to attack and trigger a war with the U.S. I mean, they've had many, many opportunities to do that. But the Iran is not ready for war. It's still building for war. They brag about being ready.
Joel, stay there. Joel Skousen, editor-in-chief at worldaffairsbrief.com. Excellent information. Let's come back when you say things are really damaged now. What do you expect to happen next? The red flag flying, the bounty on Trump. What do you expect the neocons and deep state to try to manipulate Trump into? And if Trump's listening or his people are, what could we do to extricate ourselves from this? If your expert perspective on this is correct, and I'm leaning more and more towards that just because he's now talking about not even pulling out of Iraq. We'll be right back.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this audience is anti-war. So am I. And it's not that I wanted to be contrarian last Thursday. I know the globalists don't like Trump, and so I tend to try to support him as much as I can, and I want him to win in 2020. And I understand that Soleimani helped take out ISIS and al-Nusra, and there's a civil war between them and Saudi Arabia, basically. And I know that Trump's being pressured by Israel and Saudi Arabia to attack Iran. That said, though, if they were really planning to launch a wider war, as I'm sure they told Trump, then I could see taking him out instead of just having a wider war. But will that trigger a wider war? But now that we see Trump talking about keeping troops there, if they don't pay us money and things like that, that couldn't sound more imperial. That just is very, very reckless. And I got very upset at Trump when he bombed a few years ago the supposed chemical weapons. So I thought he was about to expand the war a lot more. He did that to get the war hawks off his back. So I don't like Machiavelli moves. But I said, okay, that was pretty Machiavelli. And he is trying to get the troops out of these countries. But now the talk of the things we're seeing from him I hope, isn't a response to impeachment, because impeachment's made him more popular. He doesn't need to bomb a penicillin factory in Sudan or bomb Iraq during this. Bill Clinton was unpopular. So more and more, as we get some hindsight on this, it's looking bad. Joel Scalzo in the World Affairs Brief. What do you think's really going on? Is how can Trump get out of this? And again, what do you make of the statements about, well, they got to pay us for the infrastructure we built or we're not going to leave? That's outrageous.
It is indeed, Alex. And Donald Trump was being fed these lines. He doesn't come up with these kinds of arguments by his own. He was fed the line about we were stopping a war rather than starting a war. And this is some very sophisticated globalists talking to him. And we have never, ever charged a country who was an ally in any kind of war for the bases that we built there. Can you imagine us charging Germany for the major bases that we have there in southern Germany and elsewhere? I mean, we've got 10 bases there, and we're not going to be charging Germany for this. This is just something that's fed to him by his global advisors. Frankly, I have lost any hope that Donald Trump is going to see the light about Iran, because he has already gone on record repeating the bogus intelligence that they keep feeding him about Soleimani and Iran and the coups. He's repeated that Iran is the biggest terrorist sponsor. Every Republican has repeated that, including Ted Cruz. I mean, it's just incredible how this has become a permanent fixture in the propaganda of America. I don't give much credit, in fact, to the claim that there's a bounty on Donald Trump. There may be a bounty, or someone's posted a bounty, but if anybody tries to kill Donald, it's not going to be Iran. They know that just as the U.S. enlivened the hatred against the United States and the Middle East across all spectrums, that same thing would happen in the United States if they tried to assassinate the president. If they did try to, say, it would be the globalists blaming it on Iran, having an Arab patsy or something do it that they said was tasked by Iran.
Like Sirhan Part 2.
That's right. But as I've said for a long time, the globalists themselves don't want to take out Trump because of the martyr effect. They don't want to make him a martyr and even more popular than he is. So if they do pull something, it will be with an Iran proxy that they have hired. And so that is a possibility. But any way you look at it, I think we're going to be at war with Iran within this month. I don't think Trump is going to be able to see the light. He's just flooded with stuff that he can, with information that he cannot counter. And he doesn't have anybody by his side to counter those things. In fact, it would be difficult, because when an intelligence person says, we have intelligence in the news that says the Quds did this or Soleimani did this, I mean, how do you counter that? How do you say, show us your source? They claim it's in Arabic, and they've got all kinds of Arabic agents in there that they can claim are good intelligence, and there's almost no way to counter that. So they've got a leg up on Donald Trump on this, and I just don't think it's going to be undone. I'm very pessimistic. We're going to see a war in Iran. The only thing that's unique about our current situation, the New York Times is coming out against it, and CNN is coming out against it. If Barack Obama were doing this, they'd be all for it. But it's only because of Donald Trump that they're coming out against it. And believe me, if Donald Trump does this war, and it's going to turn out badly, I'll tell you, Saudi Arabia is going to get hit big time. So is the United Arab Emirates. So is Qatar and all of the other allies of Saudi Arabia and Israel.
Do you think they've only gotten the impeachment process going with this fake stuff to now have some other real stuff maybe they're bringing to Trump, and that they may be basically starting to compromise the president? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I have evidence of that. But this is a real turn in the behavior of President Trump. Again, when he attacked that Russian airbase supposedly for chemicals, I understood after the fact that it was done to shut up the hawks. Now, though, this is deteriorating quickly. Can you speak to that, and then how you think a war with Iran would begin?
Well, I don't believe the story that Iran did it because to silence the hawks. I think that was people trying to, you know, it's part of the QAnon group that in the White House that continued to put out the false information that Donald Trump is going to save us. Donald Trump is sincere. Donald
so you're
Trump
saying has, you think QAnon is run by deep staters to suppress the Trump base?
Absolutely. I mean, nobody in their right mind on our side would ever make up a story like Donald Trump is joining forces with Robert Mueller to take down the deep state. I mean, nobody. because Mueller is deep state. Nothing that QAnon has said has ever come true. This is a pure disinformation expert. And sadly, a lot of Trump supporters, including some of my subscribers.
Well, I was thinking I'm just going to endorse it and then co-opt it publicly and go, oh, Q says this, Q says that. Because everybody loves a little magic stuff because it's definitely a delusional issue. And it's sucking up so many good people into it.
Yes. Yeah, that's the problem. It promotes the false illusion, you see, that we don't have to prepare. We don't have to get another leader ready to replace Trump when he gets taken out or unelected. Trump's going to save us. And in fact, that's what I talked about a couple of weeks ago on the World Affairs Brief, is how food storage companies are nearly going bankrupt because after Trump's election, sales went down almost 90%. They couldn't even...
You're right. Everybody thinks everything's fine. All Trump did was elicit the main globalist response. And so, yeah, a lot of good things are happening. People know what globalists are now, but now the globalists are attacking us. And why do you think Trump... I'm going to do 5 more minutes on assassination of Trump, because we have an article out on that that's so important. But why do you think Trump is starting to change his rhetoric? Why do you think he's changing some of his activities, some of his behavior towards the neocons?
Well, one of the reasons, of course, he's got his back to the wall with impeachment. So he wants to show, I'm a strong leader, I'm really effective. This is his reaction to the impeachment. I mean, he passes it off as if it's nothing and it's not going to go anywhere. But he's been damaged by it, he feels. His ego's certainly been damaged. But remember that Donald Trump has a real problem. Once he gets on something that's false, because his ego is so big, he refuses to back down, just like with Kim Jong-un, has thumbed his nose at him over disarmament. And Trump refuses to go back to his promise to take care of North Korea with military action if diplomacy fails. In the same sense, he has gone on a limb so far on Iran. I mean, even to naming 52 targets in terms of cultural sites. Now, Donald Trump wouldn't have come up with that himself. That was fed to him.
But and if he hits cultural sites, that will make them blow up. So who wants Trump to hit the beehive? And if we do hit the beehive and there is a real global Shiite uprising, that then triggers a real Islamic civil war. The Strait of Hormuz gets shut and then we're off the races. And that's incredibly unpopular with the American people. So I agree that them maneuvering him towards war is a threat. Impeachment was hurting the globalists. Trump's real numbers were way up. And I agree. He sees it as, oh, it looks like I've been indicted. He wants to change the subject, and I.
That's right.
Well,
they're putting him into a situation, Alex, where they're going to have him go to war. It's not going to turn out an easy war like Iraq. It's going to cause damage all over the place. The Straits of Hormuz, as you said, is going to be shut down. Oil prices are going to skyrocket, and Donald Trump is going to get blamed. And that's what I'm predicting. So,
because they told him, let's stop a Shiite uprising to take over Iraq. He believes it, thinks he kills them, that stops it. Then they trick him into escalating, hitting cultural sites. Then it's absolute jihad against Trump. It blows up. They activate sleeper cells all over the place. And CNN's already scripting that it's all Trump's fault when those things happen. Finally, CNN finds a war they didn't like, even though they're helping engineer the whole thing. Back in 2 minutes, we'll do 5 more minutes with Joel Scalzo, and then we'll get Chris Tonto-Perrantos take on this, one of the heroes and survivors of Benghazi, and so much more. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.